It's The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds. The press is already calling it Bridgegate. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is accused of trying to settle a political score against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, by orchestrating a massive traffic jam, basically closing a bunch of lines to the lanes to the George Washington Bridge. And of course, if these allegations turn out to be true, it's not the first time revenge has been on the menu in American politics or history. But how does this scandal compare? Joining us with a historical perspective is Kenneth C. Davis. He's a historian and author of books, including Don't Know Much About History. Hi, Ken.
Hey, David, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. So I'm picturing an alien from another planet looking back at the early 19th century, early 18th century, and saying, these folks are wearing wigs. Politics must be pretty high-minded. How true is that?
Well, high-minded is, the wigs part is right. The high-mindedness is where we go astray there. Of course, politics has always been about people with egos and ambitions. And when we talk about human beings doing things, revenge is certainly a motive. And the beauty of this story, of course, is we can think of, when we think of the George Washington Bridge, we can think of the most deadly act of revenge in American history, which happened about 2 or 3 miles away from the George Washington Bridge, the duel between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
Tell us a little bit about that. Who were these characters and why did they duel?
Well, it's an extraordinary story, and there's lots more of stories of vengeance around this period. You know, we like to think about Hamilton being on the 20 and Thomas Jefferson being on our money and the side of buildings as noble marble statues, but they were human beings with tremendous egos and ambitions and rivalries. Burr and Hamilton were both New Yorkers. They were in the thick of the politics of the day. Burr, of course, had become Thomas Jefferson's vice president in 1800 in a very, very nasty, mean-spirited election in which Jefferson and Burr of the same party, in essence, finished in a tie. And then there was a long, long debate in the House of Representatives until Thomas Jefferson was eventually named the president by the House of Representatives. That didn't stand Aaron Burr in good stead with Thomas Jefferson, and 4 years later, he was sent packing, essentially, and wanted to run for governor of New York. Some nasty rumors went around New York about Burr's character, and Burr traced them back to Hamilton, challenged him to a duel, and of course shot him in that duel on July 11th, 1804, while he was still the sitting vice president, of course, and Hamilton was the former Treasury Secretary. So it was truly an extraordinary moment in American history by any measure.
You know, thinking of Governor Christie, the speculation is, of course, that he's going to be running for president and that this could really hurt his chances. What were the political consequences in that political revenge scandal or some of the others that you've looked at?
Well, you know, it's interesting. There were really very few repercussions for Burr out of that shooting. He was certainly never tried for murder. Dueling was actually not illegal in New Jersey at the time. I guess we should be glad that that's no longer true, given the situation in New Jersey today. But the more interesting thing that came out of this was that Thomas Jefferson really didn't like Aaron Burr, who had certainly helped to get him elected in 1800. And a few years later, Burr was involved in this very, very curious and still mysterious conspiracy that involved perhaps setting up land as a private empire or a new country in the West. And Thomas Jefferson really publicly accused Aaron Burr of treason and put a price on his head. This was, you know, he wasn't going to duel him, but he was going to exact revenge because he was very unhappy with what Burr had done during that election of 1800 when he felt that Burr was trying to undermine his chance to become president. Burr was arrested, tried for treason in Richmond. It was truly the trial of the century, of the 19th century. The Chief Justice, John Marshall, sat on that case. He also did not like Thomas Jefferson. So you had these personal rivalries and these political rivalries spilling over in this trial. Burr was eventually acquitted of the charges of treason and went on to live a long but less notable life after that treason acquittal. There are some other really interesting, I think we can say, vengeance stories here. But the one that comes to mind in presidential history, first of all, is Andrew Jackson, who also was famed for his dueling. He was very, very bitter because during the election of 1832, his wife was accused. Political opponents had said nasty things about his wife because it turned out that she hadn't been divorced when she married Andrew Jackson, and she was accused of bigamy. It was a technicality that was later corrected, but she died before Jackson took the White House, and he vowed vengeance on the people who had done this, especially Henry Clay, one of the most powerful men in America at that time. And that set up a really bitter, angry political rivalry that lasted for years that Jackson was president.
All right, Kenneth Davis, thanks so much for joining us.
It's all my pleasure.
Kenneth Davis is a historian telling us about politics and revenge in U.S. history, giving us some context for this Chris Christie bridge scandal happening out in New Jersey. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Ross Reynolds.